Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox. You probably know me from TV, or maybe you read my best-selling book and tried one of my amazing cocktails, or maybe you saw me on Broadway. What I can say is following dreams is kind of my thing. But of all the things I'm lucky enough to get to do, the thing that I get asked about the most are my shoes. What's my secret? DSW. DSW is the best place to get all the shoes you need from brands you love. Trust me, I'm obsessed. In fact, I love DSW so much, I've teamed up with them to create a collection of shoes from must-have sandals to super cool sneakers that are guaranteed to get compliments. Because if I've learned anything, it's that if you've got big dreams to follow, you're going to need some really great shoes. Find the shoes of your dreams when you shop my new collection now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back to the Duck Call Room, ladies and gentlemen. We're look, here. I'm sure if you're looking at us right now on YouTube, you can tell we're dressed a little differently than we have been. The first...
I still got short-legged bitches on.
Well, they can't see you. Okay. Oh. All right, big fella, show us a little skin. I like
it. I do have a long-sleeve shirt on, though.
But it is chilly in the south outside, finally. Yeah. It is finally feeling like hunting season has arrived.
Yeah, and it's raining.
It's done got out in the party.
So you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to go home and cuddle up with Mama.
Well, unfortunately, you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm fixing to go out in it. Because I'm going to go deer hunting.
Thank you. Finna go deer hunting.
You're going today?
Yeah, I'm going today.
It's not a great
day. Well, hey, yes, you got to go when you can go. I'm going today.
You got a lot on your schedule, huh?
And
you
I'm probably, yep. And I'm probably going to go tomorrow unless the Blade comes out today.
The Blade?
The Blade. The Blade.
That's who I'm hunting.
Oh, you named him the Blade?
Yeah, no, Stone did.
He's got
Blade from the movie?
He's got an antler that looks like a blade.
His G2 is a blade.
And I'm going to pop him with a Bagara 6.5.
What are you going to do when you're done with him?
Stone's going to clean him.
No, I was talking
my
about
buddy's going to take care of it.
I was talking about when we're going to eat him. That's
right,
what
well,
I
no, hey, that's
to.
Another one. Hey, Stone.
That'll be 21 Stone, days later.
Yeah, Stone will take care of that part of it, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They done got in the hanging him deer for 21 days.
Hey, he's already
in
got...
the cooler.
Hey, he's got two hanging in there right now.
Three.
I hope one day
the picture is right behind you. Them two deer right there in that picture are hanging right now as we speak.
Well, I know that, but there's another been entered into there.
Well, I'm just saying.
Keep adding to it.
If the Blade comes out today, there'll be a third one hanging.
So I got to know.
Yeah.
I know how you operate.
Yeah.
How big of a heater are you toting with you?
Well, no. Stone has got, we've got two. We've got the one, what would that call, the heater part?
Heater?
Because we got one that's one, and then we got the other.
Oh, burner. You got a single burner and a double burner?
Yeah, we got a single burner and a double burner.
And you got
we may bring both of them today.
And you got enough propane, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I ain't going to run out of that.
It's the little quart size.
Okay? Oh, yeah, a little green bottle.
Yeah, there's two of them. One on each end for the double one, and then one on the other one. And Stone's got about three in his backpack.
I got you. Yeah,
so
there
now,
you go.
Hey, we're going to have heat, buddy.
You ain't.
The old gray beard has got to have heat.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
I had enough hunting days.
This is a heater
when
day.
I didn't have heat, okay? No. This is the age of technology. Hey, bring a butane bottle and a burner.
Thank you. A lighter. Don't forget a lighter.
And don't forget the lighter.
And right. By that, you mean Stone needs to bring all that.
Well, did anybody
else? Stone have it.
I got a question
for
you.
That's the best. Yeah.
When you were growing up, before we had all access to all this stuff pretty easy, did you ever make your own heaters for deer season?
Well, I built a lot of fires.
Built a lot of fires.
Yeah.
See, my grandparents had, you know, the old toilet paper and a coffee can trick?
Yeah.
Like you take a roll of toilet paper, you put it in a coffee can, you pull the cardboard center out of it, and then you douse that sucker in rubbing alcohol. And you put the lid back on it, let it sit in there. And the next time you take it out, you put a little more rubbing alcohol on there and light it. And you got a far without burning your toilet paper up. You can get like a month's use out of that thing.
A month?
No, yeah.
No. It's the coolest thing. What he's talking about is the coolest thing. And look, it puts out some pretty good heat.
And when you get done with it, you just take the lid from the coffee can, put it back on it, put it out.
To put it out.
Or step on it with your foot, put your foot over it, and it'll, the flame will go out. And
you snuff it out.
Yeah.
That was back in them good old days. So when you didn't have.
That was when, ingenuity was ruled. It ruled, boy.
That's amazing.
That rubbing alcohol, when it burns, it doesn't have much odor to it. So you could use it while you're deer hunting and the deer wouldn't smell you.
Yeah. And you just got a little fire that's just.
Oh, yeah.
But if you
like
remember,
Moses in the burning bush. It was right there in the deer stand.
But don't grab it and pick it up.
No. It's hot. Hot.
Let it cool off a while.
Yeah. I know what I'm doing this afternoon.
Yeah. No, because when you would look at it, you would think, well, it's going to burn up. No.
As long as you take that cardboard out. If you leave that cardboard in there, he's going to catch on fire for whatever reason. But toilet paper soaked in alcohol would not.
That's amazing.
No, that's weird. Like just what he said. You got to pull it out the middle, the cardboard part.
After about a month, our deer stands used to have three things in them. A Folgers coffee can that was a toilet paper heater.
Yep.
A pee jug. Because heaven forbid you got down to pee.
He's got a urinal in his.
You gave and a bottle of rubbing alcohol. Bottle of isopropyl alcohol. 100%.
Daddy used to tell me, if your feet get cold, just pee on your boots.
That's a lie.
It never worked.
He said he tried it and folks. It
never worked.
That's one of them falsehoods.
That's fun. I need to go back and make some of them things. I ain't used them because, buddy heaters are so easy to use now. Yeah. They're just like,
I kind of like the toilet paper idea, though.
No, it's cool.
That's what he does.
Well, in this world, you never know when the next toilet paper run may be. So
buy you as an extra.
And especially, you never know when you're going to sink a boat and need some heat.
Yeah, I guarantee.
I've been there a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to always think that was the coolest thing when I'd go hunt with Mama and Papa. I'd be like, hey, let's pour some more alcohol in. The whole time. I'm just trying to add fuel to the fire.
Yeah.
What is it about a fire that just, I can sit there and stare at that sucker.
Oh, no. If a fire is built, I'm gonna be turning my butt to it.
And once you get on it?
And you can't get off.
Yeah.
No. Don't ever start.
It's one of them deals, that's it. Tell me, nope.
But the best fire.
Tell me, you got to turn that thing out. We're fixing to leave. I said, well, when I hear you get the boat and we ready, I'll turn it off and then I'll jump in the boat.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, we're going to leave the heat on, son.
Amen.
But the best fire is one that's got big flames and pops, cracks. Got them little sparks in it.
With marshmallows.
You would think, okay, it's dark. It's just now breaking daylight. You would think if you poured a whole bunch of alcohol on charcoal and lit it, and there's a big just ball of flame coming out of the blind, you would think ducks would flare off that. They won't. They'll actually light the decoys.
It's an attractant.
It's dark.
No.
They're not blind.
No. I'm serious. Right at daylight, they'll come light in the decoy. And the reason being, there is a lot of flames in water where people have drilled oil and they got lit the flame to burn off excess.
Oh, methane.
So that's what it's for. That's what they think it is.
They think it's a hot tub.
They're used to it. I'm telling you.
It's a hot tub.
They like
the
you.
First got time, no. The first time I went hunting, I couldn't believe it. We got in the blind. He poured charcoal, put the charcoal in there, put the lighter fluid on it, soaked it real good, and lit it. And I'm telling you, it's a 4-foot flame coming out of the front of the blind. And I heard, splash. And I said, surely that wasn't ducks. And Daddy said, yeah, it was, but it ain't legal yet. Yeah.
Good night. We didn't have enough fires last year.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Build a bigger fire.
Hey, Dad, how'd you ever feel? Tell me, don't light that fire yet.
Look, I'll be honest.
I said, it ain't no make no difference. Don't worry about it.
We know how big of a paranoid schizophrenic Phil is when it comes to duck hunting.
Yeah.
We were so cold in Kansas that we built a fire inside that blind, and smoke's just boiling out of this duck blind. I mean, we built it with wood. I'm talking about wood.
It's the only one way to keep
regulation
warm.
Wood.
Oh, yeah.
This and smoke just boiling out of this thing. And ducks are coming in there. I guess they are thinking it's like the burning bush. They just coming up there. Just, We're we stand up through the smoke, bop, kill them, sit back down.
Like he had a trough down that hole.
Yeah, and we left that place looking like smoked bacon. Like all our face, our skin was dried out.
Oh, I literally one day sunk a boat because the Phil said, "Hey, you four people get in that 12-foot boat." Okay.
It you sunk. And the big boys?
Yeah, me and the big boy.
But he wasn't in it, was he?
No, he wasn't in it.
Like, I'm out of here, boy.
That like Stone that day, he tripped and fell in the dog.
Yeah.
He said, "I'm out of here."
Yeah.
And Phil said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Stone, he gone. He went."
I've done it before. All right, I see y'all.
Yeah, Godwin did it that day. That sunk the stupid boat going around in circles. Hey, that's a bad motor if you go around in a circle and it fills the boat up.
Oh, let me tell you, that's a bad captain. You can't blame that on the motor. You blame that on the captain.
Well, I'm just saying, that was a bad day.
Well, when you're turning little 10-yard circles with 900 pounds of men, gear, and equipment in a boat, what do you think? Oh, get everybody the blind, let them out, and then one man go out there and do donuts to break up the ice. But Phil, as he so often does, got in a big hurry.
Got in a big hurry. And sunk the boat.
Yeah.
Rough one.
And Godwin was a victim. Godwin was a victim of circumstance. Yeah. He was a victim, and he was the one that got blamed because, you know, a Robertson ain't ever going to say, "Yeah, I did that." Are you?
No. My bad.
No. Yeah.
No.
Just like that time whenever.
I think I drowned that day. The last story I heard about it.
Like that day we moved that aluminum boat from his boathouse to the dog, and then we moved it. I'm in the back of a boat. I'm fine. My feet are dry. But somehow me and Godwin got blamed for the plug being out of the boat. He said, "Them two fat boys over there moved that thing." And I'm I tell you something. When I take a boat for a ride down the river, if water was going to come in, it would have come in.
It would have made it.
Yeah. It would have never made it to Dog Bay. And instead, it did. And then he finally found the culprit. It was them Gibsons got down there getting stuff out of his boat and knocked his plug loose.
Them Gibsons.
I mean, come on.
Watch them rednecks, boys.
But let's take our first break. We'll be back right after.
Gotta watch them rednecks.
We gotta dry out.
We're back. Look, Si, I gotta know. How'd you like my prediction on what happened in the World Series?
Well, you got me.
I got you. Cool. I slicked you.
Yep. No, y'all got me because I thought for sure that it would go seven.
No.
You thought it'd go
but
seven?
But, hey. In a way, I'm just telling you, that's why most people don't realize the talent that these guys have got that do that for a living.
Well, the good news is I picked up that home run the old boy hit in the back parking lot this morning. So, that ball was crushed.
No.
Good grief. That ball was crushed. That was incredible.
460 feet?
Yeah, something like 460. That's hitting a baseball a long way. Deer looks little at 460 feet.
Yeah.
That's
150 yards, quick math. Like
you got to turn your scope up on four to see that.
Yeah, that's what – I mean, that's incredible.
You think you shoot him and think it was a big doe. No.
But you know what? That ain't the only thing I've seen on TV. You know what else I've seen on TV?
Not me.
I guess the local news has been watching the podcast. They decided to make a local celebrity here.
That's not what happened.
Look, Johnny D and his new career, he's now getting time on the local news.
It hasn't even aired yet.
What'd you do?
Hey, will you sign my hat?
It hasn't even aired yet.
A long time ago then, JD.
It hasn't aired yet.
Well, what's it going to be?
Well, there was an old KARD, KTV, I hope I just said the right channel, because it might be the other one. Salute to local businesses. And they came on by the honey hole and interviewed my dad about fishing stuff and me about the other stuff.
Well, they ain't ever been here.
Well, you know, hey, you got to know the right people. Hey, I think my mom might have
been in the right place at the right time.
You need
talk about a gar.
Yeah.
Well, ain't a local business. What is it?
It was supposed to just be my dad, but now that I work there, my mom was like, "You're going to do the clothes and the sunglasses."
Oh, so fashion advice from you.
Well, you know, I don't know if you've heard.
That's exactly who I'd go in the store, and I see Miss Janice, I see David, I see John David. That's the guy I want to pick out my clothes. Yeah, right there.
The guy wearing gym shorts.
Yeah.
These are not gym shorts. They're gray. I've been wearing nice shorts lately at work.
You wore jorts the other day for crying out loud. I mean, what the heck? Like, you left here and started caring a little? Like,
no,
what's
I
the
didn't.
Deal? Like, I
that's don't... the best news, though. My dress code at my new job didn't change.
Oh, his mom and daddy bet
you
make him dress better.
Say, Dad, hey, what about a raise here, buddy?
He ain't been there but a week.
For a raise yet?
I've been there 4 days. And
well, hey, 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 here's the raise.
You got to know now where you stand.
I got you on television, buddy.
He was already going to do it. They were doing it to him, and I just subbed in. He tagged him.
Okay.
But so yeah, it was funny. But I was, here's the funny part. I was nervous.
Yeah.
For local news?
I've been with cameras right here for 100 episodes, but doing it over there, I was nervous. She was like, I'm going to ask you questions about local business.
Can't take the pressure, boys.
I told him another place to go buy shoes in town.
There you go.
But I like that store, River Outfitters in Monroe.
I thought you were talking about Academy Sports and Outdoors.
No, hey, calm down. That's a competition. Academy's a great place. I go there all the time.
You go there all the time, boy.
Not from a fishing tackle, but no, yeah, it was.
You had to clarify that, boys.
I love it. Local celebrity John David.
I'm not
as seen on the Duck Call Room podcast. So, I love it.
So if you wake up the week after Thanksgiving, I won't be awake for this. It airs on the morning news.
Oh, no, you're out. You're out on that bad.
You work at a fishing store and you don't get up early?
No, Ralph does that.
Ralph is the early bird.
Ralph and James are the early guy. I close every day.
You got to count them.
He's
minutes.
A closer, boys.
I've been selling some minutes. It's hard to count them.
Nah, just start scooping.
Yeah, well, start what are minutes? What are minutes up to today, there, JJ?
Oh, they're $3 for an eighth of a pound, $6 for a quarter of a pound, $10 for half a pound.
$20
good
a pound.
Grief.
$20.
Say as I much as a ribeye steak.
Good grief! Well, a pound's like 160 minutes. You don't need that many. You can come back
you
tomorrow.
Might. You might. Need that.
Hey, we'll be open. Depends on how they bite.
Yeah. It depends on if you run into a big old school of catfish.
So y'all are
or
selling shiners by the pound.
By the way, I have to weigh
by
them.
The pound.
You have to weigh them. And just instead of, I used to go in and say, hey, give me 50 shiners.
That's how it used to be.
Yeah, it used to be go and give me 50, but you get them to talk while they're scooping.
Yeah.
Except if you order 50 from his dad, you got 47 every time.
Tell me, I was just going to say, because if you used to, and when you go, it was grandma that gave them.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and grandma counted them one by one.
Oh, Big Dave. Big Dave ain't never gave nobody 50.
Yeah. Hey.
Not once. Not once did he give anybody 50.
He's always short.
Yeah. 47.
I said, hey. I ain't 50 shiners in there. Dip that net in there and throw a couple more dips in there.
I was like,
I'm gonna buy the stuff you make the actual profit off of. Like, come on, man, give me a little bit.
I was learning from
my break
man Ralph.
Shiners here, son.
Ralph looked at me the other day and goes, "Yeah, hey, sometimes give them a little extra."
Oh, yeah.
So there's the key. Go
That's
see Ralph.
Ralph knows the struggle.
Ralph.
Big Dave keep a half ounce sinker in his pocket though and sit it on that scale while you ain't looking.
That's not true.
He pull out that half ounce tungsten. It's about that big. You can't even see it. And say,
tungsten's expensive.
It is expensive. Why do you think we shoot it at ducks?
That's right. Hey,
because
that's
what kills them.
It does
kill their power.
No cripples.
Heavy shot.
No
cripples. Everybody's into tungsten now.
Yeah. Better for the environment.
It's
better for the environment.
What size are your shiners, JD?
We got mediums and we got large. I'm enjoying this commercial for my new job right now. Come see us.
Give me the trot line.
You got eights or 12s?
I don't know what that means. Eights or 12s?
Most people like little bitty shiners.
I just bring them in there.
Crappie.
Fours is what I used to buy.
Yeah.
Biggins.
Everybody likes little shiners for crappie.
No, biggins.
Well, I'd always say, hey, give me the trot line shiners. That means 2 to 3 inch long.
Yeah.
Because
that's fours or sixes.
The little shiners catch little bitty white perch.
Yeah.
Okay, give me the 2 and 3 inches.
Except for the dead of winter. Dead of winter, you want little bait. That's the only time that's good. Dead of
except
winter.
Unless you're fishing for black crappie.
Yeah.
Then you lead the little bitty baits.
So local news and you were nervous. That cracks
that's right.
me up.
I was scared to death.
You've been on freaking Duck Dynasty
before,
and
like,
you're on the local news and you get nervous? Like,
well,
Have you seen our local news?
You was Willie's right-hand man for 8.5 years, for crying out loud.
I know, but it was, you know.
What have you got to be nervous about?
I wasn't scared of messing up for Willie. He did that himself. I was scared. Like, it was my parents were sitting there watching me.
He's
was
worried,
like,
about, okay, oh, yeah, family, boy.
I was like, I got to say the right thing here.
Okay. Hey, for
and
the
hopefully
right,
I sold some sunglasses.
For the right price, me and Godwin will come endorse your business. Oh, yeah. We'll do the commercials for you. Just say.
For a nominal fee.
You might want to stick with Academy, right, buddy, because oh, I don't know if we can afford you.
With Academy,
we'll keep endorsing me.
It depends on that Shiner count.
You ain't getting Shiners free ever, son.
Ever.
Hey, when's the Honey Hole going to buy an ad on the podcast?
Right now. No. Clearly.
That's what I'm talking about.
Don't need it.
I've been sneaking them in for years.
Deal.
Oh, I love it.
Deal's done.
I love it.
Oh, support your local tackle shop.
Hey, I agree with that. Do support your local tackle shop. The mom and pop businesses make the world go round.
That's where I started working
was a mom and pop.
Yeah, you worked at TP.
Tyner Peaches. I mean, it had the name True Value, but that's just who we got our tools from. It was three brothers.
Yeah, so you were
a brother-in-law.
You were probably there when I was at the Honey Hole in high school.
Yeah.
I was selling fishing stuff, and you were selling hunting stuff.
I was slinging guns.
And look at us now.
Guns, left boy. And right.
Still gun doing slinger. The same thing.
I was slinging guns.
He's a gun slinger.
I remember I was there when the state of Louisiana changed to where you could shoot them single shots as a primitive weapon.
Oh, boy.
Buddy, did we sell some 444 Marlins and 4570s yeah. and 338s and yeah. all that yep. kind of junk. And then you'd have to go shoot them one time. Them things kick like a Russian mule, man. Just wait till rifle season. It's just another week. Like, why you got to be in a hurry, man? Like,
you got to get in a hurry.
Lord have mercy.
Hey.
Be like Si. Now he's shooting a 6.5 with a suppressor on it. Now that's smart. That's smart.
That's
brilliant.
Well, that's a gun, though.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
He said
even with you behind it.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Hey, look, when you go hunting today, just I'm going to remind you something. Breathe.
Oh, no.
Also, open your eyes.
No.
Take the scope covers off and breathe.
Hey, not only that, breathe, okay? Engage brain, you idiot. Okay? Because I'm telling you, if you'd had me on a brain wave thing, medically.
Flatline.
It was flatline. That was no brain activity. Boom! You know, 6 foot above it.
Wait a minute.
I tell you, the 6.5s are loud, though.
Oh, yeah, God wouldn't tell you a story about how loud they are. Man.
Me and my daughter, Saturday, we easing up there, and I told her, I said, you might want to go look in that food plot. There might be some deer. I was wanting to make it dramatic for her, you know. I knew there wasn't none in there. And I looked out there, and there was two out there. So we climbed up in the stand, and the higher I got up on the steps, the more deer was showing up in that. It was full. So we got up there, and I got her in the chair, and she got on the got her gun propped up. I've opened the window and she's getting ready and I'm talking her through it and I'm not thinking because I'm nervous because this is her first deer. Right before she shot, I noticed the barrel was inside the window.
Mm.
And at that point you start feeling for your Tetris.
Yeah. This is inside a hard plastic container.
Yeah. Oh, my Tetris is clipped on my backpack. We ain't had time to do nothing yet.
Ain't nothing you can do about it. You just sitting there looking at them saying, boy, it's going to be loud.
They was in arm's reach.
Yeah.
And she pulled that trigger. And it sounded like, well, I don't know what it sounded
like.
The trumpet sound, Jesus was on his way back.
It sounded like, you know how when you're taking a bath and you just slide down in there and your head goes underwater, your ears are underwater?
I actually do know that, yes.
I'm going to need a bigger tub. I can't get there.
That sound.
Come over to my house.
That's what it sounded like for about 5 seconds.
It happens that quick, don't it?
Did anything hit the dirt?
Oh, yeah. Wah. It hit the ground.
Oh, yeah. Hit the ground.
Back feet come out from under it.
Yeah. You know what happened on size? The exact opposite.
That's right. Back feet, the exact they jumped opposite. Up and then run off.
Yeah.
that deer's eating lunch somewhere right now.
I'm thankful over the deer's back.
Well, let's take our next break. Tell Johanna we said congratulations.
That's it.
I'll bring you some backstrap.
All right, we're back. Look, folks, the other day, y'all's response was overwhelming to the questions that you have from us, and we spent a little time looking through some more. Johnny D's going to pull up some. I've got some on my deal. Guy, when you weren't here, but the other day we went Instagram Live, took questions straight from the audience.
Really?
So live. Most of them were your standard questions, but we had some really good ones too. So,
well, Si asked the people what they've been up to.
5'2", eyes of blue. How about you?
Got that, JD? 5'2", and what about you?
You write
five,
that
two,
down.
5'2", being a little generous. But your eyes are definitely blue.
That's right.
And so I'm most blue. of Si's responses were what people were doing. And there were a couple people saying rude things. I'm just getting the report back. Something.
They got rude.
Do they need to be on ExpressVPN?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
And a bunch of people were cheering for some guy named Brandon. I don't know what that means.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
But, Si.
Yeah.
We have a one of your fans. She is going to school to obtain her esthetician?
Yeah.
License? Did I say it right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's offered you a facial.
What? Wait a minute. What was the word you just said? Esthetician?
A face person.
It's a face person?
Guy was said a face person.
I don't know how to say it. Esthetician.
Give me the definition of what y'all are talking about here.
Esthetician.
That's fantastic. What?
She's going to school to be an esthetician.
Yeah, she's going to
whatever that is.
She's going to give you a
and
facial.
And she's going to give me a facial.
Yep.
Is it esthetician?
It don't really matter.
Well, what is a facial?
She's a person who's
gonna wash my face or what?
In the beautification of the skin.
Oh, it's a what?
The beautification of the skin.
Yeah, they do like facials, treatments, Botox, all that kind of good stuff. Oh, that's what they do.
Well, darling, I appreciate the offer, but I'll pass.
Botox.
Okay. She can smooth out them wrinkles.
Well, no. Hey, I'm beautiful enough. Okay?
I agree.
Hey.
There's enough women that want you. You don't need it.
Hey, look, I'm turning.
Botox. Is that stuff they put in their lips and then their cheeks?
And beat the women off right now.
Here's one that
I
thought
don't need look any better.
That I thought was worthy because, you know us.
Right.
What's your favorite snack? Ooh. You got one snack you're going for. I know what mine is.
So do you know?
Well, Twinkies comes up.
Oh. Twinkies. Okay.
Twinkies. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm with
Twinkies.
You. Yeah.
All right. But
there's a but.
There used to
them
be
jalapeno slices.
There used to be honey buns.
Ooh. Honey buns.
H buns.
Okay.
Did you get the glazed ones or the iced ones?
No, he's talking about them old ones.
It looks like he stuck a fork on top
glazed.
Of it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And look. It was down there at, I can't think of the name of the store now, where we go hunting every morning. I'd stop off and buy them.
Buying the sausages?
No.
Honey buns.
Glazed honey buns.
Because then he'd put it next to his heater. I know where he's going with this.
Oh, but anyway, look, you heat them up. I'll put them in a microwave if you got a microwave. Okay, but we ain't got a microwave in a duck blind.
So
no electricity.
You sit it just north of the heater.
That's right.
And then it'll get good and sticky. Mm.
Hey, that's it.
I can't think of the name of me.
They couldn't keep them in stock at the store.
Mm-mm. It was one that come in the orange wrapper, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like orange around the outside.
And I would tell them,
like
I said, hey, look.
A fork on top of it.
Yeah. I said, hey, what's the deal? Every time I come here, I buy every one you've got.
Well, that's why they ain't got none.
Well, no, I told them, I said, well, hey, look, I'm ordering it 20 at a time. Hey. Why don't you order 100?
Keep them coming, huh?
Keep them coming, and hey, when I get in here, I'll buy what you got.
Thank you.
Hey, they just stopped ordering them. I don't even get them anymore.
My favorite snack is now available to us.
Oh, what is that?
Little Debbie Christmas tree cakes?
Praise God.
Has anybody had the ice cream?
No, I looked yesterday.
not available
at our local Walmart neighborhood market.
The one on Well Road? I was going to go there today
not there.
Before I got here.
Hey,
but I was.
That's the same thing with black walnut ice cream.
Yep.
Brookshire's is always running out. Listen, are you listening, Brookshire's? Always running out of them.
Mr. Brad, Si has got a problem.
Well, see, that's the problem.
Hey, order more black walnut ice cream in the pint-sized jars.
Oh, you're a pint-sized
one.
Get a half gallon. Get a half gallon.
Goblin, what's your favorite?
No, that's too much.
My favorite snack?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know.
All of them?
I can't, yeah.
See, you threw me off with the snack.
Yeah. Well.
Because I was fixing to go Mrs. K's.
No, that's not a snack. That's a meal. Anything that starts with Miss K's is a meal.
A snack is something you
say. I know, but I was fixing to go with, okay.
Little things are very hard to beat.
Her meatball is spaghetti sauce.
You can't, like,
that's
open a wrapper and eat that.
You
a snack
have,
is
that's
like.
That's not a snack.
This can be purchased
you can
at
make it
a gas
snack.
Station.
You just, like, snack, you just snack on Miss K's meatball spaghetti for all day.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. He's carrying around a Ziploc.
I can make anything a snack that Miss K cooks, boys.
Oh, here we
go. I like cashews.
Look, you snack
like
on her chocolate pie. Bit.
That's a snack. They come in a little prepackaged.
You can buy that at a gas station.
Yeah.
That's what a snack is.
Yeah, I buy them at there a gas go. Station sometimes.
Just because you can't buy it don't mean it ain't a snack, bro.
Johnny D.
Hey.
Yeah, well, you're off the snack, so we can't even. Oh, your snack thing now is like rice cakes.
No, I'm a Slim
like,
Jim man from way back.
Oh, okay.
And, hey, look, I don't Slim care what Jim. Stone says. Slim Jims are good for you.
Are they?
I don't know. I don't know.
As long as you ain't got blood pressure problems.
Hey, I was just fixing that. Too much sodium.
No, I like beef. I'm a beef jerky. If I go to a gas station,
beef jerky is
I'm
bad for you.
Says a man who eats a pint of ice cream every night.
Yeah. His three were Twinkies, ice cream, and what was the other one?
Oh,
honey buns. Honey and buns. He's looking at me like you and your beef jerky.
Well, hey, Reese's
hey,
cups.
Hey, look, honey buns ain't got no sodium in it.
Reese's cups.
Ice cream ain't got no
sodium
in it.
What are you afraid of
sodium
for? Cap'n wafers and cream cheese.
Wait, hold on. Honey buns ain't got none in it?
No.
Them things are going to be here till Jesus comes back. You may want to read that wrapper again.
Hey, I didn't read the wrapper.
I mean, them things. Just like a Twinkie.
I know there's sugar in them.
They got some kind of preservative in them to keep them here that long in a little old piece of plastic cellophane.
Yeah. Oreos,
if the apocalypse
Oreos,
happens and I'm as old as you are,
zombie,
the honey buns
the
will
zombie
still be
apocalypse.
As good.
Yeah.
Hey,
look, here's another good one right here. Why is Goblin the most handsome man on the planet?
I've been asking that had to be
years.
From Miss Paula.
No, it's from a young fella named Colton.
Oh, okay. And Paula put him up to it.
That's a good one.
Hey, I got a good on
Paula,
what have you been up
man,
to
boys.
Lately? We're changing the world, man.
Are we? Good.
How are we doing that?
My friend Diane.
Oh, I like the hat Diane's got on.
Diane's got a good looking hat on.
She has.
She's from California.
Knows how to party.
She broke her wrist.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
We're praying for you,
she
but
needs
check
stay
out
off
her.
And bull.
Check out her cast
camo.
We
hey,
are we got
there.
Camouflage
she
in California.
She's got a Josie Wales duster on. That's she fantastic.
Hey,
look, all no, she's missing is
that's
a little cigar.
That's my kind of woman. That's it. That's my kind of woman. All mm-hmm. she's missing is
ain't
a
no
little
deer gonna see her
cigar.
Arm.
She said a cigar?
She needs that little cigar so she can light the dynamite with it.
But she's our fan. Hopefully she's cool with us showing her picture. If she's not cool, we'll describe it. She got a camo cast just because she listens to us all the time for entertainment.
Awesome.
And it was a tribute to us. Camouflage.
Well, thank you.
And we hope your
much.
Wrist gets better, Diane. Yeah. That was just another what people
bring. Another one that come up all the time, too, and I'm still looking at them. There's a bunch of them that ask this, is asking about our funniest hunting story. Does anybody have just a super funny one? I can think back on mine when I fell out of the duck blind. That was pretty. I went face first out of that sucker.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good one.
That day,
he took the whole front
educated
of the blind,
me. Okay, you know, people always say when a giant tree falls in the forest, if there's no one there to hear it, does it make any noise?
It still makes noise.
It makes noise.
It don't matter if anybody's there.
When he fell out of the blind that morning,
but you were there.
It was a crash, boys. Let me tell you.
He fell in slow motion.
Hey, he tore the wire off the front of the blind, tore his waders, and, hey, destroyed the front of the blind.
I laughed. I laughed the whole time I was falling, too, because I was like, boy, I ain't
gonna
let this one down. Oh,
well,
I'll never forget.
The other one was when the water was high at the boat ramp.
Oh, yeah,
we had a board, a 2x12 board from the boat ramp
that's
to the ground.
Yeah,
and Phil said, watch this, boys. And the next thing we're seeing is Phil is upended in the water.
Yeah.
And he said, that's one of them. That's one of the things, boys, don't ever do.
Yeah, he said, don't do that.
That's right. Don't do that. But the funny part was he said, watch this. Wham! Yeah. Splash!
That algae had grown on that board.
Slick.
It was slick.
Slicker than snot.
We stepped on it, and it come out from under
you. This is the most dangerous time of year to be around any kind of boat ramp, because when they drop them things for winter pool, that algae that's had all summer to grow where that water used to be, it's way slicker than a bar of soap.
Oh, what are you talking about?
I mean, it's like the stuff they make for ultrasound jelly. I mean, that's how slick it is. It's like,
that stuff's slick.
That stuff's
slick. And
legit.
That is slick.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I guarantee.
That's slick. Yeah. My best story, funny story, is just a comedy of errors. Man, because every time I go hunting, something goes wrong. I'm not a great hunter, and that's how the story ends.
That's why I worked at a tackle shop.
Yeah, exactly. So we were setting up. I have a little tiny piece of land out in Calhoun, so we're trying to kill a deer every day, and just everything's going wrong. And we had probably. I'm going to call it a colony of raccoons. Picture we got was
that's a bunch.
30 yeah. raccoons all yeah. over. We're just feeding the raccoon family out in Calhoun. So one night we're like, we're just going to sit here because we're not going to see a deer. And when those raccoons come out,
we're going to murder them.
It's on.
It's Katie Bar the Boar.
And my buddy Benny, all the raccoons come out, and he's like, I had a crossbow. He had a .22. It was like, on three, we're at least taking out two of them. And I was like, I'm going to try and line
and
a couple up. You know, it was a weird day.
I'm about to lay hate to a raccoon.
That's a picture.
Yeah. So, look.
You'd have to know Benny to make this picture complete. That's all I got to tell you. You do, so but Benny, I'm talking about our fans.
So, Benny goes up, and he's like, all right, on three. And I was like, you just do it. I'm not going to waste a bolt on a raccoon. And then he goes, all right, I got it. Click. Mm-hmm. And the .22 doesn't go off, and Benny hangs his head, and he looks at me, and he goes, "We're terrible hunters," and we're both up in a tree.
We forgot to load the gun,
I just started dying laughing because it ended with, "We're terrible hunters."
We forgot to load the gun.
So hey, keep trying.
Laugh at yourself. That's the take home message there.
Hey, look,
what?
The hunt's supposed to be fun, and it was.
Amen.
Amen to that. Yeah, let's take another break. We'll be back right after.
Okay.
Hey, look, we're back. And, look, I do want to throw – it is hunting season. I think it'd be super cool if you're listening. If your kid or somebody you know goes out to the woods this year, experiences their first hunt, animal, whatever, send us the pictures.
Hello at
duckcallroom.com. We'll try to highlight some of them on the
screen.
I love
that idea.
Yeah, I want to see the future of hunting.
Did you just come up with that?
No, yes, but the reason I read a story this morning about a first-time hunter in Texas, young fella, and he shot a big deer.
Ooh,
couldn't find it. But in Texas, I didn't realize they did this. He called the game warden and said, look, man, I shot this big deer. I can't find it. The local game warden come out there and helped him track it, and they found the deer.
Awesome.
So bravo to the state of Texas for letting your game wardens assist in this. And bravo to the young man for knowing, look, this is above my pay grade.
Yep.
I haven't done this.
Ask for help.
And I'm going to ask for help. And he is a beautiful, beautiful deer. I should have saved the picture for him. It was
kudos to the game wardens.
But if you do that, send us a picture, hello at duckcallroom.com, and we'll try to highlight some of our first time hunters and fishermen and stuff like that. Let everybody know that the future is great. But look, Johnny D, what's in that inbox this week?
Inbox, y'all want to go light? Y'all want to go heavy? Y'all want to go inspiring?
Go just go with it.
You want to go fishing?
I just want to go fishing.
All right, I want to read this one from Christy. This isn't a question. This is more just a wonderful story. The subject line is ring that bell.
Okay.
You can
You know, you don't have to ask them to do that. Okay. But Christy, she listens to the Old Man podcast, Unashamed. But we make her laugh even when she's in a bad mood. Thank you, Christy. Yep. That's what we try and do here. But she just wanted to fill us in on a story. She used to be on drugs, quote, real bad. And she was just kind of living wherever she could. And she was staying with some people. And those people were watching TV. And it was Duck Dynasty. And she wasn't even paying attention. And at the end, she heard Phil praying over a meal. You know, that's how they always end the Duck Dynasty.
Yep.
And she was raised in a Christian home. And she believed in God, but, you know, she had fallen away. But at that moment, when she heard that prayer on the TV, she was full of conviction.
Train a child in the way they should go.
Exactly. Yep.
And they were not
leaving. And she got to thinking, and at the end of this email, which is what I really want to get to, she said, I believe it was Christ through y'all speaking, even in that silly show. I've been clean from drugs going on 6 years now.
Congratulations. Whoa, whoa. Whoa,
whoa. And she just wanted to thank us for the podcast. Well, thank you for the story. Yep.
Ring that bell.
And you said something that I want to correct. There's no believing it was Christ. It was Christ.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go.
There's no reason to question that thought. No, 100% it was Christ. It had nothing to do with us. It was all about him. So that's awesome. I just sent you the picture of that kid, too, with his first deer.
Ooh, let me see.
That thing's awesome. I had to go find it again. I had to go back and read the story again. Oh, it's fantastic.
Let me throw it up on the screen.
Look at that.
Look at that.
First deer. That is awesome.
That's his first deer?
First deer. Ooh. Look at that.
Look at him crab claws
one,
on
two,
him.
Three,
yeah.
Four, five.
That is unique.
That's awesome.
A mature buck, boys.
That's awesome. Kudos to that game warden for jumping in and helping
out. Game warden's smiling. Young man.
Oh, yeah.
The dude's still like, I can't believe I got this.
He's like, it's my first one. I don't know how to pose with this thing, man.
That's awesome.
That's tight. Incredible. That's what's up.
Yeah, well, so.
That kid. So sorry, I had.
No, that's great. So,
what was her name?
Christy, thank you for the email.
Thank you, Christy.
An amazing story. And hopefully, maybe somebody's listening out there right now and needs to feel the same as her. And 6 years later, we'll be celebrating you too. And also, I just love that idea, Martin, of sending in your first deer.
Oh, yeah.
First fish.
Duck,
at
fish.
All.
Don't matter. Dove. Just the first. I want to see. There's something about the smile on somebody's face when they experience it for the first time.
Hold on.
You can't. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Do you know of a picture of your first deer, duck? I know you don't. Cameras weren't around.
Nope. I've got. Hold on. I'm going to have to go through the
archive.
Let's just do it next episode
because I have a very specific story of a crappie fishing night with my dad and me holding a fish.
I've got some.
That is on the wall in my bedroom at my parents' house.
I don't know if it's my first, but my deal is like, you know, you see all them people that they get stuff and then they just look mad at the camera. Yeah. Heck no. Every picture you see of me, I'm going to be smiling. I'm as happy to catch the next one, catch the first one, and on the hunts and stuff like that. No, I'm smiling.
Well, we'll see that.
Heck yeah, buddy. I'm big cheesing. It don't matter to me. I love it.
I just want to see a young Martin with a big old deer.
Well, I need to find the one.
Do you have a picture, Goblin?
Of my first deer?
Of first anything?
I've had it. I've seen it before, but I don't know where it's
it's not. They didn't have Facebook back
then.
That
is the most Godwin answer I've ever. That's just like asking him how many ducks he's killed. I've had it. I've seen it before.
I've seen it, but I can't show it to you.
It's somewhere around these parts.
I love it.
That's awesome.
6, 8, 10. Oh, here you go. Look, this is.
Oh, I bet you. I still have it. I got some.
This is
before digital.
Before everything has changed, as far as I was concerned, there were two baseball teams, the Cubs and the Braves, because that's all we could watch. And you
go Astros.
You see this one.
Oh, Martin, you're quick, man.
That's what I said. But there's
look at that.
There's one more I want to show you if I can find it. It's freaking hilarious. And it's not even with anything I killed. It's just something I caught.
That's unbelievable.
It was released unharmed. Look at
that's awesome. See, I have a picture like that, but I'm on a boat.
That's pretty good crappie.
With my...
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good crappie.
Look how husky I was.
Husky? What are you talking about?
You've always been husky.
Amen,
that's just
buddy.
A stud. Here you go. Here's my picture of me. Notice there's no fish, but me and my pops.
Look at
our matching towels that say we'll fish for food.
Look at that haircut. That's
a good looking that, but that I think that might be the day that I caught the fish that I'm thinking of.
Yeah,
man, I could go down this road for a while fishing.
I'm still look. There's one of me with a box turtle that is fantastic.
Box
you
turtle.
You just have these on.
I had to.
That's a cool thing.
I had to do them on. For a Duck Dynasty like through the years, so I saved them on my phone when I scanned them.
Guess who the box turtle lives with?
Who's that?
Fellow roommates.
Who's that?
Rattlesnakes.
Well, yeah, he's like Jesus. He hangs around with the sinners, man.
That's it.
What are we talking about?
I'm
we kind of got sidetracked there, but I love
you
it.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, just the memory. I actually have my first deer, too. I could pull that one up quicker.
It was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was an old man with my... with my boss, my former boss. I don't work for him anymore, if you're wondering.
He don't work for him anymore, boy.
Here you go. I'll show my first deer real quick. Look at that stud.
Stud Haas.
Look at that. That is a big smile. Why doesn't Willie smile in pictures? Can I say that now that I don't work for him?
Yeah.
Show your teeth, man.
What? How many points that deer got?
That's an old 8-point with a little palmation on him.
Yeah.
That was an exciting time.
That looked like old
anyways,
Quattro that
Martin still look. Hey, let's do it. Next episode, when we do this, hopefully we get enough in. We might be 2 episodes. We're going to start it off with a picture of you and this box turtle.
I'm going to find it today, but let's
find it today. Let's take a break.
Let's take a break.
You keep looking, but yeah. We never leave people with a cliffhanger. No. Tune in next time for Martin
for the box turtle.
How big was the box turtle?
Right. It's little, but the look on my face is pure joy. That's all I'll tell you.
No, a box turtle is a cool thing.
Here we go.
He really is.
They ain't even in the shape. They're not even in the shape of a box.
He's got a garage door.
Garage door.
Yeah,
oh yeah, he does. Oh, though.
We're right. Probably yeah, back does. From break. It's
I thought that was.
Let
it
roll.
Does it fold down?
I thought that was a loading ramp.
Well, it could be that too. I think it actually folds down, and then folds up when he closes up business.
Well,
he's open for business.
You shut your door at night.
Yeah, he shut his door, boys.
And now we're going to break. I don't know.
Who knows?
Ladies and gentlemen, we might be back in a minute. Thanks for tuning in.
I love. Okay.
I got a bunch of them, man.
Oh, what you got there?
A bluegill.
Oh. He ain't very big.
Oh, my goodness.
Look, I'm going to take a picture with him.
Well, hey, that ain't very big.
So this might have been a bad idea. We're back from break. Martin's still looking at pictures of himself, but we got one more.
You actually skinny there, Martin.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's not Martin in the background. That's him in all the pink.
Yeah.
Martin apparently took a picture with every animal.
I was not scared.
Yeah.
A picture with an animal. If I captured him, I would take a picture with him.
That's beautiful, Martin. Look at that realm.
Well, no. That's like with me and the BB gun. Whatever I shot, I brought it to the house to show it off.
I cannot believe it.
Because you didn't have a camera?
No.
I think I got a picture of me in a suit.
A picture of Goblin in a suit? Now, that's just as...
This is just turning into picture time.
Let's share photos from our camera.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Do y'all want another email?
Yeah, do that while I continue to look for this box turtle.
Do we need another person who's scared to ask a girl out?
Yeah.
Do we need to read that?
Why not?
I mean...
Okay.
Is
first
it different
off,
circumstances? Or
I don't. We get this a lot, so I feel like we need to harp on it.
Yeah.
We got an email from John David. Good name.
John David.
From Ardmore, Alabama.
From Alabama, boys.
He had a question for Si. I've liked this girl for a while, and she likes me too. All the problems have already been solved.
Yeah.
I've been to a few different youth group events. That's a good place
to
meet a lady.
That's a good place, yep.
And I've met her parents.
Right.
You're rolling.
You're on a roll.
But I need to know how to ask her out because I feel ready.
Well, hey, it's very simple, son. Just say, hey, you good-looking thing. Hey, we got to go out.
He said it 100 times, man.
Okay.
I don't know what else he's
talking about. Hey, I can't stand this anymore.
Johnny D from
me and you have got to get in the same car and go somewhere.
Get some ice cream, son.
Anywhere.
Black Walnut.
That's right. Hey, we can go to Sonic and pick up a burger.
You can do whatever you want.
Or a BLT.
Our BLT, boys.
They're kids, they don't want a BLT.
But hey, look, quit being bashful. You got to be bold.
The worst thing, the absolute worst thing she's going to say
is no.
But
you already said she likes you too.
That's right. And hey, that ain't going to happen. Trust me. Because hey, what you do is, if she says no, you just persevere. Okay. And ask her till she says, yes, darling, I'll go out with you.
That's it. I feel like we've covered that subject very often here in the Duck Call Room, but it's a confidence thing.
So I said, persevere, son. Keep on.
You got to be confident, son.
Keep on chunking.
Don't ever take no for an answer.
Well, it's the same way with like swinging a baseball bat or swinging a golf club or shooting your bow. You just got to shoot out of a slump. Just keep firing, son. It'll happen.
Keep firing. Look, I wouldn't even be married. I wouldn't have 50 years of marriage behind me, okay? It took me 14 hours to convince my wife to marry me.
What did he say?
14 hours.
14 hours. And look, hey, we had a restaurant.
Good.
The people want to close.
Son, it's like talking to her a long time.
No, hey, it's like 3 a.m. in the morning, okay?
Thank you.
And they want to close the joint. And I said, hey, look, don't bother me right now. This is very important, what we got going down here.
So I think
she actually finally said it just so them people could close their restaurant.
And was going to try to figure out how to get you
out of it. Yeah, and then try to figure out how to get out of it later.
Amen
to
that.
Let me just go home.
Well, that's right. I got to go to the house here.
Young John David, go in with confidence. That's all you need to know. I also just got a brand new email from John Godwin of him, a picture of him in a suit.
Oh, my.
A white suit with ruffles.
John Godwin.
And hair.
Look at the hair.
Yeah. I thought that
I can't believe it. You actually had hair at one time.
A bunch of it.
And a bunch of it.
I keep changing the color.
I like it.
Hey, but none of them compare to that picture of John.
There he is, boys.
Ride him, Lane!
on top of a bull.
Look at the JG at the bottom.
That's awesome, but look, we just had a guest walk in.
Somebody's coming in, boys.
Who? Hey, Si, get in here.
Take my seat.
Si, what are you doing?
Come on in, sit down there.
Come here.
Look at Si. Look at Si.
That's what.
You looking good there, kid.
We're all sending pictures of our younger selves.
I love it.
Si just brought in a real younger self.
Yeah, this ain't fair.
This is what I looked like when I was 13.
You had the gray beard and all?
Yeah. And look, I ain't but 14 now.
Well, that's a good point.
Hey, everybody, this is my hunting and fishing partner.
BK.
The BK.
Bullfrog.
Stone.
The deer killer.
Okay. The deer
slayer, boy.
Slayer. BK, welcome. How was your day at school?
Oh, good.
Oh, okay.
Well, good.
I like
What'd
it.
You do?
Hey, you're pretty good look-alike there, young lady.
So tell us about what was today at your school?
It was Mom or Dad Day.
Mom or Dad Day.
And she chose neither
she
one
said,
of them.
I'm going to dress up like Uncle.
Right. She took her Uncle, boy.
She said,
tea glass, jug.
She done drank.
Except attention.
She done drank all the tea. It's time to go.
That's that, boy. Time to go to the house, she said.
So Mom or Dad Day, you decided to go as Uncle Si. That's what we're going with? Mm-hmm. I like it. Hey, I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
You're the world's uncle, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, no. You know? She are too, okay? As much as she stepped me, either deer hunting or fishing. And then she's got, you can't even see it right now, she's got that silly looking little grin on her face. Just like that. Every time she does it.
Like a possum trying to pass a pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, good to have you on here.
She can do it all, okay?
Well, Bullfrog,
she can kill them deer. She can catch them fish. And she can bake them cakes.
Guaranteed.
Okay. Hey, there's a snack. There's another snack. Pound cake.
Oh, yeah, pound
BK's
cake.
BK's pound cake. That's a good snack.
Yeah. Did you win any contest today dressed like that, BK?
No. Hey.
She's even got that.
No. She got that Robertson gnaw down, don't she?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, darling, we appreciate you showing up.
Absolutely, we do. Now, y'all just get real close to him real quick. I want to see how close you got on your...
Put your beard up. Let me take a picture.
All right. Take a picture.
Boy, you wouldn't ever know no difference.
No.
You're both smiling.
I told you.
Look at him.
Just a year older.
Hold.
Go forward.
Hold that thought right there. Si, get your cup.
Hey.
There we go.
Oh,
there it is. Now.
Now, here's for the fans. Here's for
deep.
The fans to decide.
Who wore it better?
Who's the best looking?
Can I vote?
Yeah.
Or do I count as a fan?
No, you count as a fan.
Okay, BK.
Okay, that's what I thought.
No doubt.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'd actually lean that way myself.
Oh. Well, Bullfrog, get ready to take your Uncle Si deer hunting, because I know that's where y'all are going this evening. We're going to go ahead. Oh,
you finna go let the air out of a nothing?
Oh, no, there it is.
No, I'm going to get to shoot one today.
You're going to watch.
Hey.
Bullfrog, we're going to send, before you leave, we're going to send you out of here with a Bible verse. 1 Corinthians 10:23-24. says, I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but not everything is constructive. No one should seek their own good, but the good of others.
Good of others.
There you go.
There you go.
That's a good one.
Seek the good of others. Yep. I think that falls under that second one of the Great Commission of love others as yourself. Yep. So
it's not about you.
It ain't. It's never about you. Never has been. Never will.
We'll leave you. Okay. And back to the lady that was on drugs and got clean,
mm-hmm.
and said that Jesus did it, and she is 100% correct. And darling, hey, stick with Jesus. Okay.
Amen.
He's got you back.
Humans will only let you down.
That's it. Hey, that's right. We'll always let you down, but Jesus will never let you down.
Amen. We'll see y'all next week right here in the Duck Call Room.
Y'all go kill a big buck deer. We love y'all.
Go get a big buck deer, boys.